But I would not recommend the Kindle for them. I'd recommend more of a touch tablet, even if you go pick up an Amazon Fire for like $30. Oh, this is too loud. Hang on. Really loud BGM. Anyway, don't use a Kindle. The reason why is because it's kind of slow to load between pages, and the Paperwhite screen is really great for books, but just doesn't look that good for manga. I would definitely recommend a more proper tablet for that purpose.
Okay. The idea of e-ink really appeals to me because most of the manga I read is on my phone with Tachiyomi. I'm lying on my side in bed. So a laptop, whoever said that in the thread earlier, I can't really use a laptop on my side. Portable device really works better for that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the Kindle Paperwhite is amazing for books. I use it all the time for books, but I wouldn't use it for manga. It's just too slow. And yeah, get an iPad or get an Android tablet, whatever you want, but I would not recommend the Kindle.
All right. Well, one more thing before I go. Could you recommend to me a comfy love story of any type?
A comfy love story? Oh, yeah. Great question.
I love that shit.
Have you seen High Score Girl?
No.
It is one of my favorite boy meets girl stories that I have ever seen / read. The art style takes a moment to get adjusted to. I will say that. It is not drawn like most manga, and you will look at it and think it's ugly as sin. But just roll with it. It's so good. It's basically, it takes place in the 90s, and it's about a young man who is really, really into the arcade scene. And it's all, for the record, it uses actual arcade games. Like, it's not, like, generic fighting game. It's Street Fighter 2. The manga actually got into some copyright trouble for that reason, and they had to, like, cease it for a while, but they negotiated it back. But it's about this guy who just frequents the arcades, and this girl shows up and just kicks everybody's ass. Like, she's amazing at arcade games, and he winds up becoming interested in her, and the two of them develop such an amazing relationship as the manga goes on. And it's, there's no cop-outs, there's no bullshit, there's no misunderstanding garbage. It's just pure goodness from start to finish. The Scanlation has 4 more chapters to go until the end of the manga. I do recommend the anime. It's on Netflix, or you can download it, whatever. It is 3D CG, and again, you might think it's ugly when you first start watching it, but it's great. Just roll with it.
All right, High Score Girl, I'll check it out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy it. All right, well, thanks for calling in. Catch you next time. Look, guys, don't fucking sit here and pretend that you don't have Netflix. Let's not go there. You have Netflix. You have Netflix, or somebody you know has Netflix and you're borrowing their account. Fuck off. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. The thread has devolved into shitposting, and I love it. Okay, next caller. Zomaru, you are on the air.
What's up, you fuck?
What's up?
Some friend of mine just told me that you were really bored because you couldn't find anybody to call you.
That's true. Thanks for being here. You've alleviated that boredom.
So, what's going on, man? What's your favorite cute manga?
My favorite cute manga?